Associated Press, Liz Cheney of Wyoming is bracing for defeat. By Wendell Hussebo on August 12, 2022. Representative Liz Cheney, RY, who has been excommunicated by the Wyoming Republican Party, is bracing for defeat heading into Tuesday's primary. The Associated Press, AP, warned Thursday. The AP acknowledged that Cheney could be the 8th Republican to lose her seat after voting to impeach former President Donald Trump in 2021. If Cheney loses her primary bid against Trump-endorsed Harriet Hageman on Tuesday, only two pro-impeachment Republicans would remain in Congress after the vote. Cheney's defeat would solidify the 2021 impeachment vote as one of the most career-wrecking votes in congressional history. Four pro-impeachment members opted to retire and not compete in a GOP primary, and with Representative Peter Meyer, Army, and Representative Tom Rice's, RSC, primary ousters, the two impeachment Republicans who could remain are Reps. David Vallotto, RCA, and Dan Newhouse, RWE. The impeachment Republicans who did not run in 2022 are Reps. Adam Kinzinger, REL, Anthony Gonzalez, RO, Fred Upton, Army, and John Kabko, RNY. Polling shows that Cheney is losing to Hageman in the GOP primary polls by 57 points. Previous polling has shown Cheney losing by 30 points, 28 points, and 22 points. The race seems to be centered on Cheney's fixation on Trump, which polling shows has not benefited her. The race for the Republican nomination appears to be a referendum on Cheney, as it usually is when an incumbent seeks re-election. Jim King, professor of political science at the university, stated about the 57-point poll. Cheney has been criticized for spending valuable campaign days in Washington, D.C., on the committee, instead of campaigning with voters in the Cowboy State. When she is in Wyoming, she reportedly charges voters for an audience at town hall events. Cheney's alliance with Democrats also includes receiving donations from Hillary Clinton and former President Barack Obama donors, along with Hollywood elites and big shots from Colorado, all outside campaign funding. She has even solicited votes from Democrats, though voter data shows the plan is failing. Breitbart News reported Thursday that Cheney has become quite wealthy during her tenure in Congress between 2017 and 2020. Cheney's net worth is estimated to have increased by about 600% during those years. Notably, in 2018, Cheney's top listed assets were Citibank, $3 million, and Latham & Watkins, $3 million. Latham & Watkins is Liz Cheney's husband's law firm, where Philip Perry, Cheney's husband, has been a partner since 2017. According to Cheney's 2020 personal financial disclosure, Perry has an equity ownership in the firm worth between $1 million and $5 million. Perry's firm has advised a Chinese Communist Party-linked technology company named TME and Exelon Corporation. The State Department in 2019 dubbed TME a tool of the Chinese government. According to the Wall Street Journal, in 2011, Exelon Corporation agreed to provide consulting and training services to an arm of the state-owned China National Nuclear Corporation, CNNC. The state-owned CNNC's president and vice president are appointed by the highest administrative position in the government of China, the premier of the People's Republic of China. The CNNC supervises all facets of China's nuclear programs. While Perry's law firm has serviced Chinese clients, Cheney has sat on the Armed Services Committee with many powerful subcommittees dedicated to national security. Cheney worked with House Republicans on producing a 2020 report on Communist China entitled the China Task Force Report. The report states, "The greatest generational challenge we face today is the threat of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. In 2017, Perry rejoined Latham & Watkins as a partner, the same year Cheney assumed her seat in Congress. The following year, Cheney listed her husband's $3 million stake in Latham & Watkins. In 2017, Cheney was estimated to be the 71st wealthiest member in the House. In 2018, she was the 24th wealthiest member in the House with an estimated net worth of $14,710,513. Hageman told Breitbart News that Cheney's behavior in Congress has politically damaged her. Liz Cheney has lost Wyoming. Liz Cheney doesn't live in Wyoming. She doesn't represent us, Hageman said. She doesn't represent our values. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.